Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Every Monday, we usually recap the high school games, which we'll do Wednesday. We're going to recap the high school championships. But our guest today, I think, is one of the best kickers in the state of Louisiana. He does something that a lot of kickers do. He's a starting running back for 3 years for Notre Dame of Crowley, Lucas Simon, who's a senior, class of 22, and I think one of the underrated recruits in the state. Lucas, thanks for joining us all the way from, I guess, Crowley or Rain or wherever you live over there.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm from Crowley, right by Crowley High, actually.
All right, man. You're close to the gents, but you played for the Pios.
And yes, sir.
I want to mention before we start off that I've watched you for 3 years, and I'm truly amazed, Lucas, how in a tough district and a tough non-conference schedule that you've not only been the starting kicker, but the starting running back. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, no, Notre Dame, either you're a kicker or you play on the field, but just in the past, like Hunter Stover, when he came to Notre Dame, he kind of took everybody by surprise and also played linebacker, and so I had some big shoes to fill, but I was down for the ride.
Yeah, Hunter turned out to be a pretty good kicker at UL, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know, there's been some good players come out of Notre Dame. I know Kate Como was a great tackle that went to LSU, and there's been some Zon breakers come out of there, some Casanovas, A lot of guys that have come through there and been really good players. The Comos, I'll talk about one of your Como teammates, too, later in the show. But before we take a break, Lucas, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on Louis Cook, playing for a Hall of Famer, a great man who I've known for 30 years in the business. What is it like as a kid to learn from Coach Cook, and what does it mean to be a player for him?
Coach Cook is an amazing coach and even amazinger person. I mean, he'll help you out, not just on the field, but for the classroom, and he'll ask you about your day and all that. But playing for him, I mean, as a kid, they used to come to like Redemptorist where I went to middle school at.
Okay.
And where they have like a little pep rally for us, and just seeing him walk in, I knew that one day I was going to put that red helmet on and I always put it in my heart that I was going to surprise him. So, you know, it's a wish come true for him to, you know, keep pushing it through and, you know, stay coaching. You know, he's not a young man anymore, but, I mean, he puts in the same amount of work, if not more than the younger coaches. You know, he's there every morning, 5:30 for workouts during the summer. He doesn't cut any corners. I mean, he's in it, and if you're in it, he's going to help you.
Lucas, we're spending time tonight with Lucas Simon, a kicker. I think one of the top kickers in Louisiana from Notre Dame of Crowley. They call him the Pios if you're from that area. Lucas, you said he's an older coach, but I'll tell you what, for 70 years old, Louis Cooks is a young 70, though, isn't he, for a 70-year-old guy? He's a young 70.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, this year we had a little bit of problems with snapping the ball, and Coach Cook just told the center to snap it, and I thought he was going to take the ball and start running or throw it or something.
He's incredible. I remember when Nick Saban was at LSU, they asked Nick Saban, who was the number one prep football coach at the time that he really enjoyed, you know, hanging out with. I'm sure JT Curtis was one of them, but Louis Cook was the other one, and that was high regards from Nick Saban. We're going to take a break, Lucas. When we come back, I want to talk more about you and what's going on in recruiting and how I know kickers and punters and long snappers are always usually the last to get the scholarships, but also it's worth it where you go in the end, and I think you're going to be okay in the end. We'll be back with more of Lucas Simon, kicker from Notre Dame of Crowley. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Later in the show, I'm going to share NFL notes with about LSU players. Man, it was an incredible weekend, Lucas, for LSU former players in the NFL. There's like 12, maybe 13 guys that just went off this weekend that played at LSU. We'll go over that later in the show. But getting back to Notre Dame of Crowley, your team, tell me about your kicking. When did that come into play growing up? Because you have a big-time leg. Your kickoffs are deep in the end zone. That's one thing you need to go D1. That impressed me as when you did it as a junior. And then your distance is really strong. I mean, you got a 50-yard-plus leg for field goals. So tell me, when did you really know that you would be a kicker?
My brother was a kicker for Crowley High in 2015 and, well, 2014 and 2015 season. And, you know, I would just went out there and kick balls with him, you know. Didn't really think any of it. And my eighth grade year at St. Michael's, I played for St. Michael's. And they were like, we need somebody to kick the field goals. And our coach was like, well, they called me C-Mall. And they're like, C-Mall, come kick a field goal. And I was like, okay. And, you know, we ended about almost 40 yards. And I hit the last one at 40 yards, and then I didn't know this at the time, but they actually were sending videos of me to Coach Lou. And, yeah, so, and then shortly after that, going into the spring season of my freshman year, I was still in eighth grade, Coach Cook walked up to me, and he was like, yeah, you know, you're going to have to go kick, right? And I was like, you know, Coach Cook, I really don't want to. And I told him that. Not because I didn't want to kick, but I just didn't want to be just a kicker. Yeah, you know, I wanted to run the ball and have a little fun. And he said, no, don't worry. We're still going to make you run. I said, okay, well, I guess I'll go kick. And, you know, at first I grabbed the ball to go punt, and I'm surprised I even hit the ball. I was so nervous. I was kicking in front of everybody. And the third one I kicked, I got a hold of it, and it went pretty far, and that was pretty much it. And then I got the job when the senior kicker went out, and I came in my freshman year against Catholic High, who beat us in the dome the previous year. So I was also nervous is not the word.
Yeah, coming in a rookie as a freshman, what, 13, 14 years old. And then look, it worked out for you because you ended up being an athlete starting running back in the end and did a good job at running back. Again, I think you're a D1 player. And going back to Coach Cook, who's won 4 state championships, 10 state title appearances for Notre Dame, incredible. 25th year as head coach, hopefully 26 coming up. What's it like being a Pio, a Notre Dame football player? The pride that just seems there, Lucas, this toughness. When I see a Notre Dame team play, I always think toughness because I always see teamwork, gang tackling on defense, offense in sync. But the discipline at Notre Dame is incredible. Where do you think that comes from besides Cook? I mean, it's obviously just bred into the whole community, it seems to me, being an outsider, just seeing it year in and year out.
I mean, our whole town is into it, you know. It's always, hey, let's go on Friday nights. Hey, let's go watch the Pios play in Crowley. And, you know, when you're a little kid, you're playing in the grass on the side of the field, and you're just looking at the Pios, and you're like, man, I want to be that person. And, you know, you just hold yourself to being that person. And when you get there, it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of spent hours over there. I mean, for the past 4 years, I'd say that I've been at Notre Dame more than my house, but I wouldn't take it back. I mean, if somebody would have told me how many hours I would have put into it, I would have told them, let's go. I mean,
yeah, it's a great analogy that you said when you were a little kid that you were thinking of being a Pio. That's everything, you know. And when you're, what, 5, 6, 7 years old, you're thinking of one day being on that team, and that's very rare today. And I think that's – and I always see Notre Dame teams not being the biggest, but, y'all, you know, the team always plays big. And I've seen Notre Dame B beat teams that were three times the size of them. And it just, you know, it's just incredible the coaching there with Louis Cook and the staff. And but, Lucas, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your teammates and have you a chance to talk about some of your senior teammates, throw out some guys, and we'll talk later in the show about who you like in college football and where, if it was your dream, where you would want to go. I think I kind of know that school already. But we'll be right back with more of Lucas Simon, kicker from Notre Dame McCrally. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Today's guest is Lucas Simon, one of the top kickers in the state of Louisiana, class of 222. I know early signing day is next week, but 90% of the kids will not sign early, which, Lucas, that's a good thing for you. Only about 10% of the kids in the country will sign early. The second signing period will be February the 3rd, and then it goes on through the spring, believe it or not. So they'll be signing kids all the way till May. Isn't that crazy?
No, it's just it's awesome. I mean, for that long of a time, just kids getting their life changed, you know?
Yeah, so you got plenty of time to decide where you can go kick, but I asked you off the air your favorite college growing up. Who would that be if people are listening? Just, you know, as a kid, who did you follow the most growing up?
I mean, Louisiana native, so, I mean, obviously LSU, you know, being a Tiger, but, and also my other school was, I don't know why, but I always had a thing in my heart for the McNeese Cowboys.
There you go, Lake Charles, man. The Cowboys, all right.
Oh yes, sir.
We've got a lot of McNeese listeners out of Texas and Lake Charles, and you just made their day saying McNeese. You know, they got a lot of tradition over there. You know that they've had a lot of good teams, and you know they've put a lot of guys in, believe it or not, the NFL, and they've won a lot of conference championships. And they're going to be getting a new coach. I don't know if they didn't get a new coach yet, but they're soon to be. I'm curious to see who they're going to hire, you know, at McNeese. But, yeah, that's a great school. So, I mean, you definitely, I think, could start for them. And if they're hearing the show tonight, they need to go after you tomorrow. But anyway, let's talk about some of your teammates, some of your senior teammates. The whole offense was basically new this year except you and a couple other guys. I know that Nick Swacker was the new quarterback this year, who's a senior. I think he's underrated. 6'3", 185 pounds. Fullback, Andrew, if I butcher this, I'm sorry, Habits. And
yes, sir.
Austin Doucette, Nick Weiss, Isaiah McClory, both O-linemen, both seniors. Defensively, Alex Stevens, Carson Broussard, Luke Hoffpair, big-time linebacker, also David Thrissler, Matt Bernard, and Caleb Como, big-time DBs. Luke Bertrand, tight end, a good-looking player on offense, another sleeper. Zach Lamb at receiver. What do you think of the senior group, Lucas, and how close you guys are?
Our senior class is very close. I mean, our eighth grade year, we went undefeated for our middle school, and ever since then, it just kind of set the tone, you know, of what we are. As a football team, as classmates, as friends, and we hold each other to a very high level.
You know, this year's team was one of the youngest teams in a long time for Coach Cook, and y'all had a good senior group, but really there wasn't a lot of experience in the junior-sophomore group, and y'all were only a game away from a state title game. I mean, that was a heck of a season, don't you think, for being such a young team overall?
Oh, yes, sir. And Coach Cook told us, you know, he was like, look, guys, we got a lot of people stepping up this year, and we're going to be new. But the good thing about new is you never know where it's going to go. So,
yeah, I think you and Luke Bertrand and Nick Swacker can all play college ball. And believe it or not, you'll probably agree with this. I think Luke Hoffpair, if he wants to, Matt Bernard and Caleb Como could play somewhere, don't you think, if they wanted to?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, Caleb and Luke just they crush them heads.
Yeah, they're tough guys. Watching them on film, I mean, they love to hit, definitely. I mean, I don't think they ever take a play off, those two. And you've been in some tough games. If you could name a school or two, and I know y'all playing all the big guys like Lafayette Christian, and I mean, y'all have played some Catholic New Iberia, but who do you like to play the most? Who's your favorite school to play?
My favorite school to play, as in just the game, and mostly just based on the atmosphere, it'd have to probably be LCA.
Okay.
And then for the people, for the team that is just, as a running back, you know that most of the games you're going to go with hitting everybody on the field. But this team, they're going to hit you a little bit more than every play, and that's Acadiana.
Yeah, that's another great juggernaut. I mean, the talent, Lucas, in the Lafayette area is insane, right? St. Thomas More, Turlings, Notre Dame. You know, you got Cecilia outskirts, you got Bro Bridge, you got, you know, just team after team in Vermilion Catholic and Abbeville. I mean, all these schools in the suburbs and in Rain. Look at Church Point, what they did this year. I mean, I don't think there's a bad team in Lafayette. Everybody's tough, huh?
Yeah. I think it's just the culture around here.
Winning.
I think that's...
Yeah, winning, yeah, and growing up loving the game.
That's the best way to describe it. There's no other way to really describe the football down here.
We're going to take a break, Lucas. We want to bring you back another segment. I want to get your input on some of these former LSU players I'm going to throw out when we come back. NFL natives that went to LSU, they just went off this weekend, LSU players. Even Joe Burrow, they didn't win this week in Cincinnati, but his stats are insane from today, which the show's going to be on Monday. But we'll be back talking about that, and I'll let Lucas chime in on some of his favorite players when we mention them. We'll be right back with more of Lucas Simon, a kicker from Notre Dame of Crowley. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest today is Lucas Simon, a kicker, class of 222 at Notre Dame of Crowley, the Pios. Let me ask you this. You know, a lot of people don't know the lingo of Pio, right, Lucas? I mean, it's more of like that area.
Yes, sir. It took
me a few years to figure out that that's how y'all were called by a lot of the locals.
Yeah, it's just kind of stick. I don't know who really came up with it, but it's all about them Pios. That's what they say around here.
Hey, look, we're going to go into NFL. You ready for some LSU talk, some LSU NFL natives?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to recap all the guys that really had great Sunday games. Atlanta beat Carolina. Russell Gage, 4 catches, 64 yards from LSU receiver. Here's a stat, was not drafted, and he's now a 3-year starter. Played at Redemptoris. You're talking about Redemptoris, from Redemptoris of Baton Rouge, and was not even a 1-star recruit. How about that, Lucas?
Okay.
Deion Jones, linebacker for Atlanta, went to Jesuit New Orleans, had 6 tackles. The Saints beat the Jets. That's all I'm going to say about the Saints. Seattle beat Houston. Al Woods from Elton, not far from you, 5 tackles and half a sack today. Tampa Bay, you know Devin White from North Webster High School in LSU, had 10 tackles. Get this, 1.5 sacks. They won. Leonard Fournette had 19 rushes for 113 yards and one touchdown. And here's some more stuff, which is crazy. But Grant Delpit, who missed last year with an Achilles injury, is coming back full steam from LSU. DB, 11 tackles over the Baltimore Ravens. Jacob Phillips is back, linebacker from LSU, had 3 tackles. Tennessee beat Jacksonville. Christian Fulton from Archbishop Rummel and LSU had an interception. Clyde Edwards, Darrell Williams, both LSU running backs for the Chiefs. Get this, Lucas. They had 3 of the 7 touchdowns in a win over Oakland. Joe Burrow, how do you lose a game going 25 or 34 348 yards and two touchdowns. But they lost. Isn't that crazy?
It wasn't in their favor to win that night, I guess.
Oh, and then Jamar Chase had two TDs. He leads the NFL for touchdowns for rookies. Arden Key, former LSU DN, had a half a sack for San Francisco. Isn't that a lot of players from LSU? And this is just one weekend. That's a ton of LSU players. They kind of own the league with Alabama, don't you think?
Oh, yes, sir.
Wherever you turn your station, there's a LSU player starting in the NFL. Final thoughts from Lucas Simon, kicker from Notre Dame at Crowley. From here on out, what is your goals? And just my advice to you, I still think it's early for kickers and punters and long snappers to get offers and or opportunities. But I've seen this happen many times. Lucas, I've seen kickers from, you know, that are big-time kickers in the state get walk-on opportunities and end up starting 4 years, you know, to college. So it's kind of unique to go in as a kicker. You don't have to get a scholarship. I know getting one's a pretty good thing, but a lot of kickers actually get a chance to start when they walk on. What do you think of that?
You know, walking on or getting a scholarship, I just need a kind of a, hey, look, come over, show us what you got, and that's the only thing I can ask for.
You just want an opportunity.
Just that's all I need.
And by the way, I can play running back too, right?
Oh, if they would offer me a little bit more than kicking, I would. I'm that person that if you're gonna give me an inch, I'm gonna take it.
There you go.
I'm gonna spread it out to a mile. So and you even can, if it,
yeah, I mean you could even be a safety. But I want to mention your height is pretty good too. I mean you're pushing 6'2", if not 6'2", right? And you're almost 200 pounds, so you're a big guy. You're not one of these 5'8" kickers.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm a little bit more than – I'm an athletic kicker. I carry my weight very, very well. That's what Coach Cook didn't let me get past. I got up to about 190. I was about 2 pounds away from 200, and Coach Cook walked up to me and said, get back down to 190, and I said, okay.
I need that burst and, back, right? He's like, oh, you need to have that burst, right? When you,
yes, sir. He figured out my long legs can – After the first step, if you didn't catch me then, you're not going to catch me.
Well, speaking of that, and I know there's football speed and there's 40 time. You have football speed. You look 4.5. Do you time 4.5? Because you look like you run a 4.5 on the field.
The last time that I ran, I got clocked at 4.6, I believe.
Hey, man, that's trucking for 198.
Yes, sir.
It's not bad for a guy almost 6'2", 198. That's pretty good. Pretty good, man. You're going to be tough to replace for the Pios. They're going to have to audition, what, about 9 running backs like they used to take your spot. Because I know every year they usually had like 5 in the rotation. I know y'all rotated back still with you there, but you were actually carrying the bulk of it this year more than normal. You know, a normal year there's like, what, 5 or 6 Pios that share the ball overall, and then maybe you and a couple other guys this year. But, man, I really am glad that we could get you on and get this out there because you're one of my favorite kickers out there that I think needs to get the publicity, needs to get his name out. And I just, you know, when I had Jace call you, I said, we need to get Lucas on so we can get his name out all over the state. And I appreciate you calling, and I'm glad we were able to do the interview.
Oh, yes, sir.
Any final thoughts to any coaches listening or anything about mom or dad, anybody that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to, well, first, thank God. You know, it's a lot, and I'm just glad that I can, you know, just walk and knew this is safe football. And I like to talk about myself too much, but the ability to play football in the way that I did, the way that I finished out my senior year. I'd like to thank my dad. I know he's not here with me, but, I mean, he's right there with me and my brother.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you were able to say that. And, You know, I think things are going to work out for you, Lucas, because like I said, it's early for kickers and punters and long snappers. And, you know, you can call us, like I said, if, during this process to help you and stuff. But you were in our preview magazine. I know that you were in it this year and last year and the year before, just so you know, 3 years in a row you were in our preview issues. But, look, don't hang up yet. But I'm going to close the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. If you are a Pio fan listening and you've never seen the magazine, you can go to our website and get it. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. Make a good Christmas present for a fanatical dad, maybe, and even a mom, right, from Crowley. There's a lot of moms that love football in that area, right?
Oh, if you go around for Halloween, all the little kids are dressed up as
football players,
and especially Pio players. Most of them have their cousins or their, you know, somebody that they're related to or known that have a Pio jersey on.
Man, that is cool to say. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's not something you hear every day. Little kids dressing up as football players for Halloween. That's pretty neat.
Yes, sir. We went to a kid's birthday party. He wanted to have the Notre Dame Pios at his birthday party, so we went to his birthday party.
We need to share a picture one day when we're doing videos soon, Lucas, and we want to share that. So maybe get me a picture. If you have one of those, send it to us. You know, we'll show it on our show pretty soon, but I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Don't hang up. I hope everybody enjoyed the show today with Lucas Simon, kicker from Notre Dame of Crowley, class of 222. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Come and visit the majestic mansion in the marsh, Gros Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge. Gros Savan is the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savan Lodge has everything for you from fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and eco tours. Located south of Lake Charles. Call 337-598-2357 or visit www.grossavant.com for more information and schedule your trip to the majestic mansion in the marsh, Gros Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise today.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.